It's the new breakfast cereal that will make you get up and go, go, go! New Breakfast Blocks. Yay! It's sugar cubes rolled in frosted flakes and then covered with melted Reese's peanut butter cups. My teeth are getting sensitive just talking about them. New Breakfast Blocks. Look for Peg Leg the Pirate on the box. Arr, I just lost part of me leg eating Breakfast Blocks. Don't forget, type 2 diabetes causes blindness. But don't worry, because you'll love the smell and taste of new Breakfast Blocks, part of this nutritious breakfast. Just make sure you eat the toast, bacon, eggs, cheese, pancakes, fruit, vegetables, orange juice, and milk.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Hello and welcome.
What time is it?
When is it?
When is it?
Our story begins on a Friday morning.
When?
Friday morning, exactly.
What is it again?
And once again, Friday morning.
Don't forget.
Daylight savings time. Spring forward.
Lost hour of sleep.
Spring forward.
Should we or shouldn't we turn the clocks ahead?
Daylight saving time begins this Sunday. And the clocks will spring forward by 1 hour.
An hour? We don't have an hour.
Daylight saving time.
It's showtime, baby.
Yeah. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How can you possibly get our live show and then our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search for the Mike Show VA podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link to the podcast. The podcast is a repack of the live show that we do in middays. I'm just calling it middays now. Sometimes we start in the 8 o'clock hour. Sometimes we start in the 9 o'clock hour. So it's a midday show. It's a mid-morning show. Let's call it that. There we go. All right, we got it. Mid-morning show. That's live on Radio 434, live on the Alexa device. And then we take all those segments and interviews and things and stuff that we did, sans music, because we play music on Radio 434. If you're listening to the podcast, you might not know. But we play a really, really cool mix of new music, modern alternative, vintage tracks, even local artists from right here. They get regular airplay on Radio 434. So we take all those segments, we repack them into a full-length podcast that usually drops around noon. And you can even watch our show segments on the Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. And coming soon, the brand new app. That's going to be dropping for our 10-year anniversary. Stop with this. I don't know. All of a sudden, I get an update on the operating system on, you know, one of these computers. I guess it was it a Chrome update? Was it a Microsoft update? It was something. It was one of those automatic updates that pops up. And now all of a sudden, I'm getting all these gamer suggestion, Xbox, this, that. I don't have those. These are broadcast computers. These are the computers we solely use for broadcasting purposes. They are connected to the internet, but we don't surf the web. We're not gaming on them. We're not doing anything. Why? Why? Anyway. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. and we're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. And then we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals. So on a Friday, you get two smarts for one dumb. And that's quite the bargain. We also, of course, you know, we'll have your not headline news and all that kind of stuff. It is Employee Appreciation Day. Your company's probably not celebrating, and we'll tell you why. And we'll talk about that. And I think we're going to find out how our company is celebrating National Employee Appreciation Day. Maybe. I don't know. It's all coming up. Yeah, that and so much more. I said that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Greetings. This is your employer. A company page has just delivered a scroll to my office which says that you people are wasting corporate profits by sending thousands of messages to your friends and family. Jumping Jehoshaphat! How many shillings a day are you people wasting? Why can't you place your letters in the post rider's pouch at the end of the month? Or the carrier pigeon's canister? Am I to be abused like a sporting woman at a billiards parlor? Most of you are obviously trying to beat the devil around the stump by pecking away at your plastic boxes when you should be working. When the company was blows at 4 a.m., I expect you to put on your best bib and tucker and report for work, not gallivant with loved ones through your wireless contraption. I swear, when you people aren't stretching the blanket over a cup of Arbuckles, you're drinking scamper juice down at the Dodgery. Blast this talking telegraph!
Scamper juice. It's the Mike Show. Hi. All right, so today is Employee Appreciation Day. Your boss probably won't be celebrating it. A poll found only 19% of companies are doing something to thank their staff. And honestly, it's fairly high for a holiday that I didn't even know existed until right now. 91% said that celebrate it and might like their boss a little bit more if they did something today. You know, thoughtful, caring, and smart were the top words people use to describe how it could come across if your boss celebrated. The top things people would like to get for Employee Appreciation Day. Free food. I thought I said free foot. And I was like, did they forget to put massage in there? Free food, a nice card, or cold hard cash. Keep dreaming. But hey, at least it's Friday, right? Anyway, let's see. Oh, so what are we doing? Let's see. We got a phone message from corporate. Let's see how they are taking care of us this year here at the station.
Greetings, worker number 7365928. You are a valued employee. The company would like to thank you for your years of hard work by offering you a 10% discount on any items in the markdown rack on this special day. We appreciate your dedication. Happy Employee Appreciation Day.
I didn't know we had a markdown rack. Anyway, that brings us to our top list. Did you walk into work today and find your desk empty, even though it's Employee Appreciation Day? Well, there's actually a perfect explanation for this, as you'll see with today's list. It's our top list today, top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. All right, here we go, number one. Where's the thingy? And then the other thingy. Here it is. All right, here we go, number one. Your office nickname is Mr. Never Flushes. Top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. You never work through lunch, or before lunch, or after lunch. Lunch. Top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation. The only thing you write in the birthday card being passed around is happy birthday. Top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. The only thing you do at meetings is stick your gum under the conference table. Top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. Your motto is, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And also, I love to shoot heroin during my lunch break. What? Top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. You replaced your desk with a hammock. Top reasons, it's our top list today, top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. Know how everyone brings their lunch in a Tupperware container that has their name on it? You bring yours in a bottle that says Jim Beam. top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. Your coworkers agree the character from The Office you most are like is the guy who never appeared on The Office because he was fired. And top reasons you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. You work at the post office. Hey, here we go. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Cereal Day. Cheerios is the top-selling cereal in the U.S. The worst-selling? Bust-a-Nut Cheerios. A woman was removed from a Southwest flight before takeoff after she stripped naked and screamed at the top of her lungs that she wanted to be let off the plane. Those people in boarding group C. Am I right, people? Barbra Streisand's new album includes a duet with Paul McCartney. Their song is about who looks more like a grandma. And Sunday begins daylight saving time. That special time to relearn how to set the clock on your oven and microwave. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you could join us. Looking at tower cam position number 5 up Commerce Street towards the back of the James Building. Hi, guys. We used to be right there on the 16th floor, right there. Right there in that corner. Right there. That's where we used to be. And now we're over here now. But we still got cameras on the building. It's interesting. Anyway, they can't find them. Daylight saving time. Let's talk about that, shall we? It's just a reminder, this Sunday at 2 a.m., Sunday morning, 2 a.m., meaning we'll all jump from 1:59 to 3 a.m. after going to bed on Saturday, okay? That's spring forward. Even though, now it's, now we say it's time to change the clocks, but even though fewer and fewer clocks need to be manually changed now, roughly 0% of us like the process, especially in the spring, because we seemingly lose an hour. The debate over ending daylight saving time has been kicking around for decades now. There have been several times recently when it seemed like the government would kill it, but it keeps getting stuck in Congress. President Trump and Elon Musk are for ending the madness, but we've heard that before from both parties. In December, Trump said that the Republican Party will use its best efforts to eliminate daylight saving time, which is inconvenient and very costly for our nation. But yesterday, that was his quote, but yesterday he said it isn't a priority. Quote, it's a 50-50 issue, and if something is a 50-50 issue, it's hard to get excited about it. Elon put up a poll on X asking people if they'd prefer to stick to standard time permanently, which is the time we're in now, or if they'd like to make daylight saving permanent and not to go back in the fall. Last we checked, more than 1.3 million users voted, and 58% of the people prefer being an hour later with daylight saving time, while 42% of people want the hour earlier of sunshine with standard time. Now, in a previous poll, 21% of people said they think that changing the clocks the way we're doing it is still the best option. 62% want to stop shifting the clocks, and the other 17% are undecided. I have a solution. I just, you know, it just popped in my head. Let's split the difference, okay? So instead of moving forward 1 hour or moving back 1 hour, let's just adjust the time by a half hour and leave it. Huh? I mean, it's brilliant, isn't it? I think that's the way to go. We everybody wins then. Just a half hour. Just anyway, of people who want to stop doing it, 50% think we should switch to permanent daylight saving time. 31% want permanent standard time. Everyone else said they don't have an opinion. Just pick one. 19% of Americans prefer waking up when it's dark out, something that happens more because of daylight saving time. Generally, it sounds like morning people and older folks prefer standard time, while younger adults and night owls prefer the later sunsets on summer nights. So, all right. I think my idea would work, though. Don't you agree? You know, we just adjust it by a half hour, and everybody wins. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts, and I think we're going to either speak with Darius or we'll speak with Sarah from Lynchburg Community Market, find out what's going on at the market on Saturday. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, wow. Here we go. Number one, daylight saving time was originally created to save energy. The theory was more sunlight would lead to less electricity being used, but the opposite is now true. Because of air conditioning, we use 1% more electricity during daylight saving. Number two.
Oh, that's coming up soon. That's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is this weekend, I know.
Well, I've got a clock in my office that'll finally be right after 6 months.
Ah, I like the way you do it.
Yep.
Okay, so here is my suggestion on how we should do it, because half the country wants to eliminate daylight saving time.
Yeah.
You know, and half the country doesn't.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think we should just split the difference and move the clocks one half hour.
You know, honestly, that's not insane.
It's not a bad idea. Just move the clocks one half hour.
Let every individual pick what time they choose to operate on.
I'm going to call mine Mike Standard Time.
Standard Time.
MST. So I operate on Mike Standard Time. It's 20 minutes later than everybody else. Yeah.
Everybody has a 1 hour window and they can choose what plus or minus 1 hour they want to operate.
Yeah. Number two, I-95 goes through 15 states. From Maine down to Florida, which is the most of any interstate highway. Number three, Quentin Tarantino did a rewrite on the movie It's Pat. Yes, the Saturday Night Live movie about the character with, unknown gender.
Yeah.
He was paid for the rewrite, but it was uncredited.
Huh.
Number four, Disney decided not to make Giselle from Enchanted one of the Disney princesses. Here, let's take a look. There she is. You remember that movie?
Hold on. No, I'm sorry. I thought of Entangled.
No. Yeah.
Whatever. So I was trying to think, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Late 2000s, early 2010s?
Early 2000s. Okay. And I had to look it up too, because I didn't know if it was one of the newer movies.
Yeah.
I remember this movie now.
I don't know if I ever actually saw it, but I do remember of the movie. I can see the poster, the movie poster for it.
My older daughters loved this movie when they were kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Disney, in an effort to, basically, here's the reason. They didn't want to have to pay Amy Adams, that's her, the lifelong rights to her image.
Yeah.
So they didn't make her one of the Disney princesses. Same with Elf. Have you noticed that a lot of the Elf products that you can buy today don't actually have a face on them?
Fair. Okay.
They have no face. They're just, it's just green.
Yeah.
It's like the face is all greened out.
Yeah.
That's because they didn't want to have to pay Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. For any of the products that they would produce, because he does get on the back end, he does get a percentage of all his licensed merchandise.
Okay.
So in a tricky way around it, they didn't put it.
Yeah, you get X amount of the licensed merchandise, but we're just not going to make any.
not going to make any with your face on it.
Yep.
And then finally, number five, and I've always had a question about how to pronounce this. So here, let's go to our Pronouncify guy. Louvre. All right, the Louvre And a lot of people just call it the Louvre, but it's the
Louvre. I was like, you're talking about the thing in France?
Yes, the museum. The Louvre was built in Paris in 1190 as a fortress in case the Vikings ever raided the country. It didn't become a museum until 1793. So all that time, from 1190 to 1793, it was a fortress against the Vikings.
Interesting.
And those are your five random facts. Here, let's play play it out.
This has been today's edition of...
Louvre. All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition that brings us Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. How are you doing?
We are doing fantastic, Mike. We're in a little planning session, getting some exciting events for the rest of the year put on the calendar. But right now we are enjoying that the weather is finally seeming to turn towards spring.
Yes.
I'm hoping that all the snow and winter events are behind us. Looking at the foot traffic we had last weekend, summer is very quickly approaching. I actually got to put out the PA system last week. A bunch of people were sitting by the fountain enjoying the outside spaces at the market. So it's very exciting for me to see that we're finally getting back to our busy peak season.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well. I hope. Now, yesterday I was a little shocked because I didn't expect it to be quite as cold.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother.
I didn't wind gust yesterday too.
Yeah, man, I didn't even bother to wear a coat. I just had a shirt and maybe another shirt on. I didn't even like a pullover sweatshirt or hoodie or anything. And I walked outside after doing the show and I went, holy crap, this is terrible. And I feel bad because my kid went to school and she didn't think she needed a coat.
Oh, yep.
So she went to school and I picked her up. I'm like, why don't you have a coat on? I didn't think it was going to be cold. Okay. I get you too. I felt the same way.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
But I'm hoping, like you said, I'm hoping that the weather does turn and we get, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for spring and summer to kick in. So, what all, besides the regular farmer's market, what all can we look forward to?
I mean, so, of course, we have our normal go-to events. We'll have Harvest Festival in the fall, Mistletoe Market in the winter. But we got a few things we're not unveiling yet. We're still doing some logistical planning, but our goal is to add a few more seasonal events throughout the year. But we have a lot that we're planning for 2026. As you guys know, the construction project's currently going on in front of the market, which surprisingly has not been as big of an obstacle as we thought it was going to be. All of our vendors are right at, if not ahead of where they were this time last year. So January and February have been pretty nice for us overall. But to kind of celebrate the construction being done with next year, we have a lot of fun stuff that we'll have on the calendar to kind of celebrate the market entrance being fully open again. So a lot of fun stuff to come.
Nice. Well, we're looking forward to that as well. Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is the oldest continuously operating business in Lynchburg,
that is correct.
It's one of the oldest farmers market in the country.
That's correct. Established in 1783. We've been in the location that we are downtown since the 1930s. So it's hopped around a few locations in the downtown ecosystem since its establishment, but it's been fully operating ever since.
Yeah.
So a lot of history with this market. And we take pride in being able to kind of preserve that history and do all the exciting things we get to do. A lot of local artisans and talents that have come through this market. And for me, one of the biggest joys is being able to see so many vendors that have started with a table and a tent at this market and then grow and to have their own brick and mortar shop with multiple locations now. So a lot of awesome things about this market for sure.
Absolutely. You can check out Lynchburg Community Market, not just on a Saturday, but you have regular hours throughout the week as well.
That's right. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. So, of course, if you're looking for farmers and all the fresh farmers and fresh produce, Saturday is going to be your main day from that. But all throughout the week, you can shop from our artisans gallery and then visit our restaurants and shops. One of my favorite things to see is just coming throughout the week. People just have their laptops, a book, and they'll just be hanging out in the space. You got a coffee shop here. You got restaurants, plenty of stuff to keep you occupied. So some people just like getting out of the house, changing up the scenery. And the market's an awesome place to do that. So
not only
on Saturday, come see us Tuesday through Saturday. Grab some lunch, bring a friend, do some shopping. You can do it all.
Yep. And kick off your Saturday at Lynchburg Community Market. You got farmers get there around what time?
We get some farmers getting there at 7. All of them should be here and locked in by 8. Okay. And then a lot of them stay until 2. But between 8 and 1 is the advertised farmers market. That's when all the farmers will be here. But we got quite a few that get here as early as 7, and then some of them that stay all the way up until 2.
Yep. So get down there. Start off your Saturday the right way at Lynchburg Community Market. Make a day of it in downtown, and just enjoy it. Should be a nice day. Darius, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We get an update about things that are going on at the market.
Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have Audio Vault, but we're going to get really, really smart with your nerd news this week in science. That's all coming up. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. All right, so how about this? Get ready for woolly mammoths. However, the first step was for scientists to create woolly mice. they basically made a hamster. No, those are mice, as you can see by the tail. And those were created by Colossal Biosciences. They are, it's in an attempt to bring back the woolly mammoth. Just got a preview this week with the woolly mice, and yes, they are adorable. Colossal Biosciences genetically engineered them to have long fur and do better in cold weather. They're hoping for the first woolly mammoth calf by 2028. Stay tuned. All right, let's get rid of the cute fuzzy mice. In sex news,
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Men with high quality swimmers live longer. Women who get it on at least once a week live longer too. And a study found.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, and here. And a study also found that apes regularly have makeup sex to resolve disagreements.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Schminky! Mm-hmm. Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Me too. All right, let's see, in aviation news, Wired.com did a big story on why adding feathers to airplanes might be a good call. Free moving flaps that act like feathers could help stabilize planes better so that there's less turbulence. Okay. All right. In moon news, two different companies landed ships on the moon this week. There's a cool video of the first landing by a company called Firefly. Intuitive Machines also touched down, but their landing didn't go as well. Last we checked, they were pretty sure the thing tipped over. In other space news, Elon Musk's Starship had its 8th test flight yesterday, and they caught the booster with their chopsticks again, but then they lost control of the ship itself and had to blow it up. People in the Caribbean immediately started sharing crazy footage of the debris raining down over the ocean. The same thing happened last time in January when debris came over the Turks and Caicos. Let's see. Let's see if these are these videos. Oh yeah, here. Let's All right, let me see if we can make this bigger. Oh, that's okay. That's full screen. Okay, so we're gonna have to do it this way for now, and back it up. Here, let's just hit pause on it. Can we hit pause on it? Yes, we can. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I want to show this footage to you. So I'm going to share screen. Click on that. Click on the share button. Do this, and then go big. There we go. So that's the debris from Starship raining down over... Where is it raining down over again? Oh, yeah. People in the Caribbean. Wow. Goodness gracious. Yikes. All right, you can check out the footage, by the way, at The Mike Show VA. That's our social media, The Mike Show VA. Stop sharing. Stop it. All right. What else? We got one more? No, that was it. That's your nerd news this week in science. Science. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits, clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the There I Ruined It guy or crew have done it again. This time, they wreck Nickelback's song Photograph, if that could even be possible. They use AI to make it appear like Chad Kroeger is holding up a photo of a photo, then more and more. Later, it goes to black and white when he sings about a phonograph. Here, listen.
Look at this photograph. It's a photo of a photograph. There's enough for photograph, because I photographed a photograph. So many photographs, makes me want to take a photograph.
Yep.
I should probably hang that photograph next to my photo of a photograph.
Yep, and here.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Wow.
Hear the sounds of the ragtime dance. All the gals run again in my class.
But back to that photograph. It reminds me of the photograph.
Yeah, hopefully none of that gets muted. It's just too damn good. The Weather Channel had a live camera shot of Bourbon Street from Mardi Gras on Tuesday. A very well-endowed woman in the crowd pulled up her top, exposing her bra. And right as she reaches to pull up her brassiere, the cutaway, just in the nick of time. Here's the TV host's reaction.
Welcome back into Weather Center Live, or Weather Channel Live, excuse me. We're taking a live look at New Orleans right now. People there celebrating Mardi Gras festivities. They're all just kind of soaking in that last little bit of, let's come to me now so we can take a look at where we have severe storms.
Yep. Did you know today is National Cereal Day?
You say that I'm a Fruit Loop and my heart's upon the shelf. Inside a box of cereal, I must explain myself. Well, I know I love my Wheaties, but I hate to see you go. Listen to me totally before you cheerio. Here we go.
It's the cereal song by Carlos Augusto. Let's see. What else? The world's first orchestra to make music from vegetable instruments was awarded a Guinness World Record after playing 344 concerts over 27 years. It's a little sample of what the Vienna's Vegetable Orchestra sounds like. They're playing vegetables. Vegetable instruments. Kind of dig it. All right. One-legged jeans. What the heck is a one-legged jean? Let me look at this. Can I get a picture of it? No, it's a video. I'm not... One-legged jeans are selling out everywhere online, and some influencers are even making their own versions. These pants are selling for $440. Here's someone on TikTok trying them on and their boyfriend roasting them about the jeans.
As soon as I saw these, I knew I had to get my hands on them. Immediately. Why are you so nosy?
What are you talking about? What? Why is it missing the other leg?
It's not missing a leg. Wait, why am I actually obsessed?
It's cutting off your circulation.
Listen, you get the airflow here and you keep warm here.
What if it's cold?
All right, guys, let's style the whole outfit, maybe with some shades. A little too short for my preference, but this leg.
It's a little too short for anybody's preference. Nobody wearing that.
Nobody wearing that. Here, let me find this. Images. Now it's gonna reject all. Okay, here. Check this out. Share screen. There we go. One-legged jean. Okay, so there's one leg that has the jeans that go all the way down to the ankle. The other is like jean shorts. Okie dokie. $440. Okay. What else do we got? Skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's National Cereal Day, as mentioned, here's comedian Baron Vaughn breaking down the cereal aisle from top to bottom.
Sugary cereals are like on the bottom shelf of a cereal aisle. Healthier stuff is like at the top. Kashi, eat that! You're not sure what's in it, you're not even sure if you said it correctly. But it's gotta be good, there's pictures of wheat on the box. And look at the one next to them, they're hugging and smiling. Know why? Because they're gonna live past 40. Then I go down one more shelf. Corn Chex is cool, Corn Chex is totally fine. 12 essential vitamins and nutrients is right on the box. Corn Chex, still doing great. Then look down one more shelf. Honey Nut Cheerios, okay, losing you a little bit. It is Cheerios, which is good. But I'll tell you my greatest concern. There's a cartoon on the box. But it is a cartoon bee. And at least bees exist. As long as you stay with illustrations of things that are actually things, you're doing okay. I know, Cheerios. I'll accept it. Final shelf. Elves aren't real. Why is that tiger wearing a scarf? He shouldn't be cold. He's covered in fur. That captain does not look licensed to operate a vessel on the milk seas. And you're going after a cereal that features the modern Stone Age family? That's not a thing. You can't have a small brontosaurus as a pet dog. They never existed. Keep down this path. You're going to end up just like that diabetic vampire.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, what the heck? We are going to get stupid to wrap up the show, to wrap up the week. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A 56-year-old woman in Florida named Shelley Hardwick got into a verbal altercation with her boyfriend last Sunday, and things got serious when she picked up a whole watermelon and threw it at the guy. Fortunately, he was able to dodge it, you know, like maybe like Neo in the Matrix. Anyway, Shelley told the police that she only threw the watermelon out of frustration. She denied trying to hit the boyfriend, but police looked at him. They saw that there were watermelon seeds on his face and clothing. By the way, he's fine, by the way. Take three. By the way, he's fine. Shelley was arrested for domestic battery and spent the night in jail. She was ordered not to have contact with the boyfriend and to wear an ankle bracelet that monitors alcohol consumption and watermelon tossing. I don't know. Oh, good. I'm not even going to show you her mugshot. And then, do we have another one? I thought we had another one. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, this one. A woman on a Southwest flight bound for Phoenix stripped down naked, banged on the cockpit door, and yelled that she wanted to get off the plane. This was all before the plane even took off. Here is a passenger explaining what happened.
She turned around facing us and stripped all of her clothes off. She then proceeded to make her way back towards the front of the plane and started banging on the cockpit doors, asking to be let in, and she was screaming. When it first happened, it was really scary.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Do we want to do a pink poodle? or police in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Pink poodle, it is. Police saved a dyed pink poodle that had gotten loose and jumped into freezing cold water, probably because somebody dyed it pink. This happened on Monday. The pink poodle is named Molly. Here are officers talking about the rescue.
7 pounds and fast. It was like chasing cotton candy. He took off for us for a good hour up and down the riverbank.
She gave us a swim for our money. She was a bike ride away from a triathlon.
We were preparing for the worst, but we were so hopeful.
Like chasing pink cotton candy. And that's your good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have their United Way 5K on the runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
We're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.